Should I do an intro again?
No, there's no need. It's like a anime, the Overpowered King anime. I don't know what it's called. It's like the Eternal King or the Overpowered something.
Is it in Crunchyroll?
It's on Netflix, I want to say.
Let me just quickly check that. Never heard of it, you know? I can't be an anime podcast and not know.
Basically, I was watching it because it's so lighthearted, and I just, it's so funny. I just wanted to laugh, and I just wanted something really, yeah, whatever that is.
Immortal King?
Is it the Immortal King? No, not the Immortal King. I've watched the Immortal King. That one's actually really dope too. That's funny.
I haven't watched that one.
But this one's the Overpowered King. I think his. Yeah, the Overpowered King.
Is it on Crunchyroll then?
I think it's a Demon King anime or so. I don't know what it's called, but it's just the Overpowered Demon King. Yeah, that's the one. It's just lighthearted. Look at your face. Oh my god!
I can't find it. That's why my face is like this.
The Overpowered Demon King. Search that.
Is it overpowered as in one word or two words?
Don't know, mate. One word?
It's not on Netflix.
Not on Netflix. On Google or something. I probably watched it on Crunchyroll. I definitely watched it somewhere. I don't know where I watched it. Oh, I think it's on Amazon.
See, I don't have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I think I might have watched it on Prime. My bad.
Yep, all right, all right, all right. Crunchyroll or Amazon.
Well, let's do the intro.
Hi, my name is Cherry.
Hi, I'm your girl, the Overpowered Princess.
Princess?
I don't know.
You changed it 3 times. Anyway, and this is the CU show where we talk about anime, real life, things we're watching and just talk about anything, really.
Yeah, pretty much. Today's episode is going to be, what are we starting with?
So let's start, since one of my co-hosts, there's only two of us, so you can guess who haven't done her job, which is to watch anime. Could you imagine? Her job is to watch anime. It. So we're gonna start.
I get distracted so easily.
Let's just do a run through of what we've watched recently, because we both watched Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, we are.
So how did you find that?
Oh right, so it's gonna be a special. It's gonna be a special first, right?
Okay, let's do a special first, and then we can delve into the other parts.
Okay, nice. What have I been watching? Too Hot to Handle. Actually, let me look at my list of things. I'm rewatching NCIS from the start.
Never watched it to begin with.
Yeah. I'm upset. you know one of those shows that you watch like after school and stuff? It was one of mine on Fox, and we'll just watch that like every day at 9
o'clock. How about The Office? I hear that's one of your favourite things to watch.
It is. It's so feel good.
I never knew this.
What?
I never knew this. I was talking to someone. And he was like, so have you watched The Office? I was like, no. I was like, are you actually friends with Jenna then? I was like, excuse me?
Oh, shit.
What do you mean? It's one of her favourite shows to watch. She keeps talking to me about it sometimes. I was like,
yeah,
does she?
Bro, I quote from The Office, like, all the time.
Well, I never knew all that. All the time. So, revelation.
yeah, and the mad thing is, I still haven't finished watching it. I don't know, it's just one of those shows, it's just fun to watch. Like, I started from the start over and over again, but I never get to the end. I'm such a psychopath. Okay, I watched Wedding Planner, Legally Blonde, Monster-in-Law, The Tick, I watched that recently as well, Fleabag, I rewatched that, let's go on Netflix, that was just Prime. Like, literally, that was just Prime.
If you can see me roll my eyes.
Oh, I noticed the other day, One Piece Stampede is on Netflix.
Is it?
I lost my mind yesterday when I saw that.
I have not watched it.
100%, 100% lost my mind. There's something I want to do. I want to reduce one, two. I'm one, right? Yeah, I'm one. Mm. How's that?
That's fine.
Yeah? Mm. How about your voice? How's your voice sounding?
You got headphones on too?
Yeah, so speak.
I am.
Your one is number three, right?
I'm three, yes.
Okay. Speak again.
Hi. One Piece has oh my
God. One Piece Stampede is the film. I'm going to watch that probably when I get home later on today.
Okay. I still haven't watched it. I'm still in episode 5 of One Piece.
So. Disgusting. How are we even friends? That's the question I have. Disgusting. Is this disgusting? You're disgusting.
Excuse me.
Disgusting. I'm sorry. yeah, One Piece is fucking dope, bro. To be honest, I think I mentioned this to you the other day. I haven't actually watched it in a while. I need to be in the right headspace to do that.
That's fair. I think like we go through seasons of watching things and then move on.
Pull your closer. Because I reduced the gain, so... Yeah, we...
Can you hear me now?
We get less of the little fingers. Yeah, I can hear you. Because I also keep going in and out as well. It's weird. Okay, I've been rewatching Friends as well. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Sex Live, season 3 is literally just right there. Too hot to handle, like you said. Sex Live?
You finished it then?
No. Episode 3, sorry. Don't judge me. Working Moms, Kim's Convenience, Archer, and Feel Good.
You know, Feel Good's on my list of things to watch.
I thought you'd already watched it. We were watching season 1.
Let me double check this. If I actually have finished it.
Because I'm on season 2 at the moment and haven't even...
Ah, yes, I finished it.
You finished season 1 of the whole thing?
Yes, finished both season 1 and 2.
Mad. I'm still on season 1. I'm just watching season 2, sorry.
It's amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so looking forward to it because she's my favourite.
Which one?
The main character is my favourite.
Or the one with blonde hair.
Yes.
Hair. Yeah.
Yes, I love her so much. She's an overthinker like me.
Like me too.
And so that's why we're relating it. That's why we relate so much.
I'm like, oh, you haven't messaged me back the way you normally message me. What's wrong with you? Are you upset? Are
me?
You tired? No, just in general with everyone.
Fucking hell.
No. Like,
nah, I,
if something's off, and it's not what I'm used to, it sends me off. Rude. I'm like, something.
For real?
Yeah.
Mad.
It does send me off.
How do you stop the process? Like, how do you calm down?
What, from overthinking?
Yeah.
I guess you just have to let it run course. Because once it's out of your... Once you've thought about it, once you think about it, let it run its course, and then it's out of your head.
I guess.
Because I think it's, like, it's down to... I will think about it, I'll think about it, I'll think about it. At some point, you have to process it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, what's making me feel this way? And I'm like, oh, because they said this differently. I'm like, okay, people use different words.
Yeah.
And then you just, I just have to process, like.
Process, yeah, that's
like,
true.
It's not like he's changed his mind about anything or someone's changed his mind about anything.
Yeah.
It's just like, that word probably describes what they're thinking most adequately.
Yeah. I think at the moment, with me overthinking, I think it kind of just happens with my colleagues because they piss me off a lot. So I have to watch what I say. It's not like they piss me off. It's just, what's the word I'm looking for? I get irritated like really easily at the moment. So I need to make sure that I'm not taking what they're saying too hard because I'm hoping that they don't mean it or like, I went out there, didn't
yeah,
I?
You did.
I don't know what's going on. How's this?
It's good.
Okay. Okay. Let's actually get, excuse me, let's get back to it. Would you like some water?
Yes, drink your water.
Would you like some water?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes. Okay.
Excuse me. All right. Some sweets.
Oh, those are noisy.
ASMR, bitch. Did you hear when I was flipping that? I was like, what's going on here? Okay, all right. You don't want any of these.
No, maybe later.
Okay. Right. I have a dilemma.
Okay, read it out.
Okay, so this is from, I wrote this because someone, not going to say names, I need to remember, someone told me this about someone that we know. So, this guy has a one-night stand with a woman. Okay. And the woman gets pregnant and she has a baby. Later, the woman says to the guy to come get a test to see if the baby is his. So, the test says that the baby is his. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And then finds out that the woman is married.
You know, this reminds me of this show we watched last week, not last week, the week before.
One second. What show is that?
It's Easy. There was an episode where the couple was trying to conceive, and then her ex-best friend came over and had a one-night stand. And she got pregnant.
Yes, Controlada, yes.
Yes, and yes, she yes. doesn't know who it like, belongs to because she hasn't done a pregnancy test yet.
You know, luckily, these two men are the same race. However, our friend, the guy, is a black guy, and the woman is married to a white guy, and she's black.
We're going to find out either way when the baby comes out.
And that's why she needed the DNA test, because, you know, they need it. She has to know before. Exactly. Yeah. So he wants to be a dad, right? Mm. And then he tells his mum that he got this girl pregnant, but she's married. And the mum's, like, really old, and he's an only child. So he wants advice on what he needs to do. Because the woman wouldn't let him see the child because obviously she's married to somebody else.
But is the baby his?
The baby is his, yeah. They did the test and the test confirmed that the baby is his. And he's then gone to tell his mum. Actually, he told his dad. And then his dad obviously told his mum. But his dad is dead now, apparently. And because of that, the mum wants to meet her grandchild right now.
Makes sense.
So, but the woman wouldn't let him see his child. So what can he do? The child is a boy because now she's actually given birth. I'm like, first of all, how is it that in this coronavirus, you're having sex with a married woman? That's the question I have. I'm sorry.
It's been happening.
No. With a married woman. If you're both single and like you do stuff at each other's house or whatever, I think that's fine. But a married, I think you're right. Because, like, a lot of couples apparently have been breaking up because of Corona, and they've been going on Tinder and stuff to to find women or men to date.
See, I told you it's been happening. I think it's because, the reason I've been told by some of my friends is, like, when you're married, You don't see your partner you see your partner every day, but you don't spend as much time as you used to. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, some majority of people we do their 9 to 5 or their 8 to 4. So the only time they see their partner is at evening time. They'll have a cute date, then go to bed. But now this people have been Corona. They're like, why are you here? Why aren't you giving me space?
Like, go to work.
Yeah. And he's like, I am at work. What are you doing here?
It's kind of the same thing as well with couples that have kids and their life is the kids, and then when the kids go, there's nothing. Mm. Like, there's nothing between them anymore. It's really sad.
And I think it's because, like, I don't want
to
say it's
but I feel fault. Like you probably just need to redate yourself.
I don't think it's that. I think people just need to get to know each other again, like, start the process of dating.
Yeah, redate yourselves again. And
because I think, like, once you, I think once you get married, once you start doing, you out of that routine, and your routine is work, home, eat together, sleep together.
Yeah.
Repeat.
Yeah.
There is no time for you to, like,
get to know each other. Do things that are interesting. Oh, yeah.
You talk about your day. He talk about his day, but you're not actually connecting.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But regardless of the dating process, that is when you are actually, you are actually connected. But that's a process of you getting to know them and them getting to know you. So there is always that chemistry of, like...
But I feel like, why can't you do that? I feel, obviously, if you have a massive family, you can date each other while you're in a marriage or whatever, even with kids. Get a nanny for a night. I don't know. Or if you can't afford it, maybe if you have a family member. But if you don't have a family member, you can't afford it, then that's... I feel like that's might be when you get into that situation. But sometimes I also feel like... one partner is aware.
I think that they're not connecting.
Yeah, but I always one person gets comfortable, but the other person just goes along with it. I think that they might be aware, but they might not say anything. They'll just let it be because whatever. But at the back of their mind, it's there, and they're like, okay, I'm just gonna stay for the kids. Once the kids are gone, I'm gone.
But I think that's not the situation that's happened between just taking kids out of the situation.
Yeah. Like,
I think for most couples, it is the fact that they just get too comfortable. I think most sometimes when something does go wrong, a partner will voice it.
Yeah.
But the person's like, but aren't you happy? Aren't you, like, what we're doing, what's making you upset? And they'll be like, we're just doing the same thing, but you're happy doing the same thing, aren't you?
Yeah.
And they actually can't argue with that fact, because should a person get into another relationship, they will have to go through that same process. At one point or another, things will get comfortable again. So it's just about learning to... I think it's not even about learning to adapt. I think the other partner has to compromise in some sort of way. Okay, we're getting comfortable. Let's do something once a month, once every so often, so it's not a routine.
I think that's a good shout. I wouldn't know, but that's a good shout. Okay, let's get back to this guy's problem, because...
I think in regards to the guy's problem, so the husband is aware that's not his child.
Well, that's the baby's come out 2 months ago, and when babies are born fresh, you know, like their skin... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. This, you know, they're kind of pink, regardless of the race, when they first come out. But now it's been a couple months and the babies...
Is it?
Yeah.
They're light-skinned.
Yeah, they're light... They're pink. They're mushy. They didn't have any pigment yet.
I'm trying to think of my cousin's baby, what she was... She
you didn't
like.
See her when she was born immediately, did you?
There's pictures. I'm trying to remember. Cause my mum showed me pictures.
Oh, okay.
But then again, her husband's black and she's black as well, so I wouldn't make
this. No, even black babies as well, they don't have much pigment when they're first born, from what I know.
No, because Gracious was just extremely light-skinned. He wasn't white, but you could tell
he's a black baby, but...
But he was very light-skinned, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it would be between a multiracial couple. I've only seen... black and black.
Fair enough.
So they, from what I know, from what I've seen, they're just extremely light skinned.
Yeah, but anyway, the baby at first is light, but then obviously the pigment comes in a bit later. It's gonna be an awkward conversation.
Surely by now,
the cow isn't gonna have it all.
Because after
Christmas?
A week, it comes in.
Yeah, after a while, it does come in,
and then
the color of the hair,
after a week,
the texture of the hair, that starts coming in as well. So, I don't know how they're gonna resolve it.
I think as soon as the husband is aware that's not his child, he must want to find out who the actual father is. Because me, if I would,
yeah, you're
like,
right.
I don't know any man who would want to know who have you slept with. That's not me, because I'm your husband.
Because what I said was, be like, you're the distant cousin. What? He wants to be in the child's life. The woman doesn't want him to be in the child's life because she's scared she's going to lose her husband.
Okay, what about the child then, when the child's in the teenage years and he wants to know who his actual father is? Are you going to say it's my distant cousin?
You know, families are fucked up. It just so happens that theirs is also fucked up.
I'm just thinking of the child's perspective right here. Like, that's going to be a hard conversation to hear.
It really is. Because she doesn't want to lose her husband. But I'm like, if you didn't want to lose your husband, why did you step out of your marriage in the first place? So I'm like, go wreck it. They're not meant to be together, because...
That's fair. Either way, her husband could come to terms with it and be like, okay, you seem like the child once a week, if that is...
Yeah, exactly. And
they can reach an agreement somehow.
And the husband could still take her back as well.
Yeah.
I think she has to... I'm not saying wreck it, but I'm just saying I think she has to come clean to her husband. And she has to let the guy be a father, because that's what he wants to be.
And if that doesn't happen, he can go to court.
Yeah, he can go to court because the child is his. And although they're saying that men don't have that much rights, but if that child is yours, you have... paternal rights. You have some paternal rights. So
you have rights to see your child.
Yeah.
Maybe you won't get custody of the child.
Of the child, but you can see your child. And you can be in your child's life. So 100%. That was what I was like. I didn't say it in those terms. I was like, look, wreck it. Go in there and introduce yourself as who you are, blood. What are you doing? Be like, look, I've been the sad guy for like 3 months. To the husband.
Well, it's been 3 months.
Yeah. They've been seeing each other. They were seeing each other pretty much.
Why was she not on contraceptive? She has a husband.
You know, that is a good question.
Are you not worried? Second thing, why is he not wearing a condom? She has a husband. Do you not want to get an STI?
That is a good question. Well, these are questions that you ask people face to face, isn't it? Yeah, I was like, can I use this? That was all I was thinking of. I'm so fucking selfish. Oh my God. I was like, so I have this podcast and we like to chat and we like to give unsolicited advice.
But those are the two main questions. Why are you not contraceptive? Okay, fair enough. You're with your husband. You probably won't use contraceptive. Mm. But your side person, do you not want anyone to use a condom?
Maybe they were so sure that they weren't seeing, that he wasn't seeing anyone, because he wasn't. Okay. Like, it's not like he liked her like that, but I think there was some level of trust there, I think, because he was seeing her for quite a while.
But she's still a married woman. She's having sex with two men.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a high risk, but it's a potential.
Yeah, no. There is potential. It is quite high as well. Yeah,
I mean, even if it's not like, if it's just a yeast infection, that's on her.
Yeah, because the more sexual partners you have, the more likely she is to have BV or like any STDs and stuff. The more susceptible, English. Can't fucking speak. I can't speak. The more subjectable.
Yeah.
She is to getting an STI, isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, it might not affect the men, but it will definitely affect her.
Well, anyways, that's that. All right, we kind of said what they should do.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a bit old. This is one thing that I wanted to talk about. But tennis, the women in tennis, they what have about them? Causing a... How do I say? I don't remember. Naomi?
Yeah, Naomi.
Naomi Osaka? Mm. What did you think about that situation?
Which situation? The one where she says she's not going to compete?
Yeah. Or for her mental health, yeah.
That's fair.
But what do you think about how it played out?
What, with the backlash from people saying that she should still compete?
Yeah. And that she's being a worse, not a worse, she's being, what, childish or something like that? And, like, she's a professional, so therefore she shouldn't...
I mean, if people are out here saying celebrities or people in media or people in the public eye should be advocates for mental health. What is she doing wrong by bringing to light what she's dealing with? Because what we want is transparency. What we've been asking for is transparency.
Mm.
And she's been transparent to us. Like, tennis, is, she's like, I'm dealing with things in my life. Playing tennis will add pressure onto that, and it's not doing me any good. So let me take a break. Let me breathe.
What I don't know is, I don't know what to believe. Because the French, because this started with the French Open, and the people at the French Open, they were like, they were forcing her to do the meetings after a game. And she had refused. She's been refusing reporters and saying she didn't want to do an interview.
Okay.
So what I don't know, and they were kind of, they fined her for it.
Was it in her contract that she had to do?
I think it is. I'm not sure if it is, but I think there's certain things that you have to do, like after a game or before a game, or I don't know. I actually do not know.
Okay, if it's in her contract and she refused, then she's in breach of the contract.
Oh, of the contract, yeah.
Therefore, they're in the right
to, in the right to fine her. Find her.
But if it's
true.
Not in her contract, then her refusal is down to her personal choice.
Do you think it's an obligation? Like, although it's not in your contract, but it's an obligation to speak to the reporters? No?
No, because it comes down back to, I want to see the Britney thing. Have you been following the Britney, Free Britney thing on Twitter?
I would lose my mind, so no.
Okay, so I haven't been watching women like that, but from podcasts I've been listening to, they have been speaking about it.
Okay.
And they've been talking about how when, during the early 2000s, there wasn't a boundary between the press and public people.
That's correct, yeah.
And so when Britney was going through this process, she used to tell the media, give me space.
But in this situation, it's not, I mean, nothing can stop the paparazzi from following Naomi. Okay, but in this situation, the reporters aren't like haggling.
They're not haggling,
like,
her.
It's like a press conference kind of situation.
They're giving her backlash for saying no.
No, the French Open,
yeah.
They gave her backlash for refusing to do the interview or the question. Now, I think what I'm getting at is, I don't really know what the issue was. Was it, did she tell them initially? Because they said that she didn't tell them it was a mental health issue. That's what they then said. That if they had known, that then they would be more understanding towards it. And Naomi said she didn't want to do it because these people are gonna keep questioning her about, oh, what do you think you should have done better? Or especially... Sure. If she lost a game, they'll keep asking her questions, and she doesn't want to do that for her mental health, which I think, fine, that's the way she wants to process it. And yes, she's young, but I think, I need to watch what I say with this, because I'm not saying grow a thicker skin, but in the profession that she's in, you will meet people who will question your skills. You have to be able to deal with it and not just be like, oh my God, I don't want to do it. Don't want to do it. Don't want to do it. Don't bring it to me. Don't do that.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like, I feel like right now, that the fact that it's happened right now is good so that she can go back and kind of...
But she is a young professional.
Oh, 100%.
So
she's
for
young.
Her to say, I need giving me space is not a bad thing.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
But you're saying she should grow a thicker skin, which I think is unfair.
I'm saying eventually... I feel like she has to. It's okay. For example, what's his name? Bolt. There was a race that he didn't win, and people asked him point blank, "Why did you think you lost?"
Bolt wasn't as young as Naomi when he was competing.
I don't actually. Okay, I don't know what age he was, but
the,
I feel
the
like
point I'm making is like. At her age, like, she's around, like, 19, 20. I can't remember her age. She's around our age. She's really young.
I think she's younger.
So, to be asking that on someone who's, like, practically in university...
Why are we treating teenagers like
they're... I'm not saying we should treat her as a child. I'm just saying there are levels to things. And you can't be expecting her to deal with things as an adult.
I'm not saying that she should...
Because if you consistently ask someone
yeah.
after they lose, why are you losing? Why are you failing? Why are you doing this? it's weighing her down. It's like, and I feel for her to say it's too much. I think that's fair.
I think it's fair too.
But you're saying she should grow a thicker skin.
No. I'm saying this incident could have been avoided.
Okay.
I feel like the way they went about it could have been avoided. There was all this whole speculation as to why she didn't want to do it. And I'm not even blaming her. She would have expressed this to somebody who was in her team, and that person should have taken it in their power to protect her and to step in and say something to the French Open. But nobody did that. There was just so much speculation about something, and people just took it and ran with it. And they made it into something else, something that it probably wasn't. So there was a communication issue. I think that's what I'm getting at. There was a communication issue. If you're having a problem, say it out loud. Get proof so that the French Open, they wouldn't be able to come back and be like, oh, I'm sorry, we didn't know that it was because of your mental health. So yeah, sorry. Because that's all they did. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
So I feel like going forward, there should be better communication if you're having issues like this. You need to be, it's hard, but you need to be able to communicate it to them. You might not, because...
But I feel sometimes you don't need to
communicate. You don't even know that you're going through that.
She could have just let it be. They should have just accepted that. I don't want to play this year.
I don't think that's allowed. I honestly don't think that's allowed.
I think it is. I
don't think it's good sportsmanship for you to walk out of an interview or act however you want.
But she hadn't, the tournament hadn't started yet. She was meant to play, but she opted out before the tournament started. If you said to me she opted out of the tournament halfway through, that's unreasonable. That's unprofessional. But the tournament hasn't started.
I think it had.
But had she played her first game?
Yeah, because she beat someone, ain't it?
I don't think she had played yet at that point.
How do you pause this thing?
I don't know.
Okay, anyways, the point is,
I don't think it's unreasonable for her to just say she doesn't want to play. I don't think it's unreasonable. It's down to her personal choice.
Yes, it is. But I think you owe the right people to tell them that you're not interested. And the way you communicate that is also important, I think.
But they should just accept it, I feel.
No.
I don't know why you're so hurt by this.
I'm not hurt. I just don't understand that she's bound by sportsmanship. Sorry, I'm getting mad.
She's not bound by anything,
but you're bound by certain, not rules and regulations, but like proceedings. Like you're bound by,
forced to play a game.
Okay, no. I think you said she doesn't owe anybody anything, or she can do whatever she wants. But
I'd say she doesn't owe anyone an explanation. She can just, her saying, "I do not want to play," should be enough. Because if I go to work, I have to give a reason of why I want to be off.
Exactly. That is her work. What do you mean it's not her work?
It's her profession.
It's her profession.
But the French Open doesn't pay her. They only pay her if she wins.
It's still her profession to play.
But that's her choice. She doesn't have to play. It's her choice to play a channel. Every professional sportsmanship person,
they choose what tournaments that they're going to go on.
And that's her
choice. However, she did decide to go on the French Open and then she changed her mind, which is fine.
Yeah.
But she still has to give a reason. Because she initially decided she was going to do it. She did decide. It's like, oh, I'm going to get this job. I want to do this job. I'm going to get it. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I don't want it anymore. And then I didn't even tell the people that I work with why I don't want it anymore. I just don't want it so I can go. Life doesn't work like that. It's like, if you're not, okay, even let's break it down to like friendship level. If we're not getting along, and I don't tell you we're not getting along, are you going to know? I'm just going to be harboring all sorts of things, chatting about you behind your back to somebody.
Okay. But she did let them know that she's in the end.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually, after they had fined her, My point is, communication wasn't communicated, but we move. Whatever happened, but
in
happened.
Real life, that happens. She's... still. People don't talk about their feelings all the time, but it's fine for her to not to.
But that doesn't work, does it? We're trying to get people to talk about these things. That's the point. You gotta communicate.
My point is, like, sometimes you can't be going around telling everyone.
I'm not saying tell everyone. Tell the right people, the people that
matter. What if she didn't want it to go in the media to begin with? What if she just wanted it to be a quiet thing?
not at the French Open. That's not gonna happen.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, what if she just wanted to be low-key? Like, she wanted to get her mental health back on check without anyone knowing that was a problem. Like, she didn't want...
During the game?
No, I mean, at the time when she said, I don't want to play, she doesn't owe anyone an explanation of what. I'm saying, she does need to communicate, but she doesn't need to tell people, I'm going through a mental health issue, because sometimes people just want to keep that to themselves and the people close to them. And the French Open is not close. It's a professional...
You're right. No, you're right, but if she wanted to keep it in, tell the people that matter, like the French Open, why you don't want to do it.
But they publicized it in the end.
Well, they didn't. She made a statement and put it on Instagram.
I didn't know that part.
She didn't even write the statement to them. She put the statement on it. How is that professional? It's like me quitting and putting it on Instagram that I quit and not handing in my notice. Come on. If that's what happened, that's all I'm saying. If that's what happened, because the French Open, they shady themselves. I've still not forgiven them about the Serena. Never. Even Wimbledon. To be honest, Wimbledon sometimes they treat Serena with respect, but the media doesn't. And I don't think I ever will forgive the media for their treatment towards Serena, ever. But anyway, I feel like we just had like a really...
A debate?
Fucking hell. Okay. Let's talk about something. Refresh. Something else, please. Love Island?
Love Island. Episode 9 though, so...
Look, I can still talk about it. You can still spoil it for me. I don't care. It's not like I don't care, but like, it's... it is what it is. I'll watch it when I watch it.
Okay, so on our journey here, we talked about how we both dislike Aaron because he's a... Can I swear?
Question. I just said fucking. Right then and there. We're going to have to make this thing... We're either going to make it explicit... Or we're going to have to beep out the bombs.
Okay.
Because I can't stop saying them, so.
Okay, we both don't like Aaron.
We both don't like Aaron. Well, did you like Marvin from Too Hot to Handle? Like, I think I was saying before that.
Let's talk about Too Hot to Handle first.
I was coming in hot from Too Hot to Handle. And then I went to... Love Island, and I saw Marvin in Aaron's eyes, and I said, "You, no." Okay, I'm being over dramatic. I'm overreacting. I think they're very different. They're not. They're different, but I'm just saying what they signify to me.
What do they signify?
Oh, okay.
Stop playing with your mic.
Arrogance. Blatant disrespect towards women. Okay, I'm joking. I'm actually not joking. I'm being serious. Blatant disrespect to women. Complete disregard of their feelings. Feeling like they could do anything. No, you can't. There are repercussions to your actions. Leading people on is not cool. And they do it so blasé. Like, you know. I feel like because I'm so blasé and like, I pretty much do whatever I want to do, but I try to make sure that the feelings of others are not hurt in that process. And the fact that they don't do that, I don't like it. It ticks me off. They feel like they're the king of the world and they can just go in, do damage, come out, they're unscathed, calm. That pisses me off so much. Yeah. That's my little take on that. I couldn't handle it. Oh my God, I couldn't. Like, I was just looking and coming out of Too Hot to Handle and the reunion that they do at the end, and then finding out all the things. Oh, Twitterverse. I love Twitter so much.
I haven't watched the reunion.
Oh, there's a reunion. They're not together anymore. Did you know that?
Well, I saw Melinda and Pete.
I'm so excited. I love that. I'm like, you go and be happy.
So he took the money by himself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He won the money.
I know he won the money. He took the money.
He took the money and then went on another reality TV show and met another woman. Oh, no. He was on a reality TV show before then, Love Island France, I think, and he met a woman on there before he went on Too Hot to Handle. I don't remember which came first. But anyway, he met another woman. He was meant to meet Melinda in Mexico. He cancelled and went to go meet the other woman.
Dickhead.
Right? How about after the show you tell the poor girl, oh, here's the deal. Or this whole thing could be orchestrated like freaking blue therapy, and that would just tick me off either. Because I was one of those people who was fooled. I was 100%. I'm so fucking gullible. Right. When it actually sunk in that it was all fake, I'm like, oh my God, bitch, you're so fucking gullible. I'm like, how did you not even... So I went back to watch it and I'm like, how did you not know?
But we sort of noticed it though from Paul's character because he keeps switching between.
Right. With Paul, I was like, there's no way he's this guy. I was like, There's no way Paul's like this. Like, this is not him. He's putting on
remember, on episode one, he was like, oh, I'm a PT. And like 5 episodes later, I'm a businessman.
He's a businessman. I never find out. No, he does websites. It's like, I beg, which one? Like, which one is it? Oh, poor Paul. And like, apparently Choma came out to say that he was broke. And then that was why he decided that he's had enough. And he was like, okay, look. This is all an act. We're not together. We've never been I didn't know that from anywhere. That's what Paul is. I thought it was too funny. I'm sorry. What's his fate? What's his name? The one with the other couple.
Deborah and him.
Deborah and the other guy.
Unimportant. We know her. We know what you are, man. We want Deborah and it's him.
I don't think that's a good thing.
He's not memorable.
He is memorable. I remember his face.
I remember his face, but not his name.
Daniel?
No, not Daniel.
Okay, I'm going to stop because that's just rude if I keep going.
Let me try and find them.
But yeah, them. When at the end, they were like, oh, they're cool now. I was like, Nana, really? Because she was better ticked off what I saw. What I saw, she was losing her mind. How are they okay now? I was like, nah, that can't be real. Anyways, what were we talking about? Too Hot to Handle and... What's his name?
Marvin.
French. Oh.
I liked his accent, though. I did. Can't lie. I liked his build as well. He looks good.
Yeah, he was good looking. Not gonna lie. Who was your favourite on Too Hot to Handle?
What, from the girls?
Yeah.
From the girls. Let's see.
Apart from Melinda.
Apart from Melinda.
Because Melinda's like almost everybody's favourite.
Well, she held it down.
She did. She carried that show, bro. Like.
Her energy was there.
Her energy. Her hair. Everything. Her fashions. Everything.
Her makeup as well.
I think she should have won.
You know, I can't do lashes still. And I never will be able to do lashes. It's just one of those things I've accepted as a girl.
I think you will. Because
lashes.
Tash didn't even used to wear mascara.
No, I can do mascara.
But she didn't used to. Now she's got the whole shebang. Lashes, everything. So I'm sure eventually you will.
Because my eyelashes curl back on themselves.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because they're very... Oh, yeah, that's true.
So I've been looking at... I was like, you can get, like, your eyelashes straightened. But I don't want to do that because in case they don't grow back. I don't know if eyelashes can grow back, you know.
I don't know either, to be honest.
Because I've heard some people who got their eyelashes straightened, and like after a few years, their eyelashes just
fall out,
just drop off. No. You know, like, it's like people who get like what's it called? You know, it's like a permanent glue, not a permanent glue, like a semi-permanent glue for false lashes.
Mm.
And if you do that too long, sometimes the eyelashes just stop falling off, and you just have to use the like semi-permanent lashes for life.
Oh god, does it say that, like, so, it doesn't grow back or what?
I think after a while, it stops growing back.
It stops.
Yeah.
Bro.
So I don't want to risk it because they might kill back, but I like them.
I mean. Boy. Okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Because I have a friend who does semi-permanent lashes.
Oh, Lord, it's 1 o'clock.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've still got time.
Okay, all right. We'll make the other episodes shorter then. What else? What else we got? Actually, I made notes. Did you make any notes?
No, I'm free-falling.
For the special, I'm pretty sure there's something that I wanted to talk. I always want to talk about something. Fucking hell. I have Love Island foot fetish. Literally in my notes, Love Island foot fetish. What is wrong with me? Oh my god.
Have you ever had your toe sucked?
I would like to. I feel like it's a feeling that I'd like to experience.
You know, there's this picture of them together on Amazon Prime. She didn't even tag him, so I don't even know his name.
That is so cold. She's like, yeah, bye, stranger.
I've gone through all the tags. There's none of him.
Oh, all I can remember is that she's Nigerian and he's Ghanaian, and because they had that little dig, mm-hmm. Oh, my family wouldn't like it because you're loud.
I was like, that's a mistake, you know, you're not even trying.
So cold. Oh, Lord. I keep moving and my sound just keeps wavering up and down.
Is mine wavering?
No, yours is fine. It's just me. I can't like settle somewhere, so it just keeps going in and out. Oh, one of my colleagues is he's really sick at the moment.
Which one?
The one you followed on Instagram. By the way, he would never let me live that down, you know. He's always like, your friend. I'm like, which one? The one that follows me. I'm like, look.
That was just for Vance. If you're ever listening, I did that for Vance.
You look, I know, like, but he would never, he doesn't bring it up all the time, but every time he wants to talk about you, he's like, you know your friend that follows me? I'm like, stop it. Just stop. I don't know what you're trying to insinuate here, mate. Oh, I've asked him to actually come on here.
That's good. Nice to actually
He's gassed. He thinks that if he comes, that we're going to go viral. I'm like, look, yeah, calm down. Calm the fuck down. No, I'm joking.
I mean, if he's popular, I don't mind using him for...
He's not that popular. You're not that popular.
Tana, don't discourage him.
I love you, but you're not. That. I'm joking.
I'm saying, come here. Ignore her.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, how's your colleague, the one that got the surgery? Good?
We're going to blip that out. She doesn't want everyone knowing.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's good.
Sorry, I wasn't aware.
No, it's fine, it's fine. It is A-okay.
What's wrong? That is very loud, you know. I mean, something's at the table, but I can still hear you.
Sorry, I had to excuse myself.
Okay.
Oh, the special. I made notes, but like they're so everywhere because I'm so. Oh no, this is the one on the film. And then Jujutsu Kaisen. And. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think that's it for this episode, ain't it? Mm-hmm. I've been your girl, the overpowered princess.
I've been Chelle, and this is a See You show.
Oh, right, yeah.
Bye.
Shit, then.
That's how you end it, right? Or yeah. How we're ending it.
That's how we're ending it.